I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We were talking a little bit about the Matt Kuchar thing, but the other thing that happened today is Colin Kaepernick settled.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up AB again.
No,
I can't do it.
My biggest problem with with the Antonio Brown thing is, comes down to everybody's got their own narrative, whether they always side with owners or always side with players.
Right.
And regardless of what the facts are, and regardless of what the situation is, they have to try and fit every single one of these disputes into their narrative. And the bottom line is, what Le'Veon Bell is doing and what Antonio Brown are, that's not even in the same hemisphere.
No.
You know what I mean? One, actually, if you want to tell me it's an owner versus player type thing, I'll grant you. I think, again, Le'Veon Bell is being short-sighted. I think that in a lot of ways he's probably being dumb and he'll never get that money back. But I understand he's holding his ground and saying, hey, I don't want to be tagged. I don't think this is fair.
It seems way more practical than the latter.
That's fine.
Right now. Absolutely.
The Antonio Brown situation is a guy being an idiot. Narcissistic guy being an idiot
who bleaches his mustache.
But I mean, and the thing
is crazy.
People are like, oh, he doesn't have to call his owner. That's his boss.
I know.
And here's the other thing. And when it comes in, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to move on.
Please.
The last thing I'm going to say is the Rooneys, when Antonio Brown was still an up and coming guy, offered Mike Wallace a bunch of money. He thought it wasn't enough, so they turned and gave the money to Antonio Brown before he had even earned it. They overpaid him.
Yes.
And then
correct.
at the end of his contract, when he wanted to be the highest paid guy, they said, "We promise you, we'll make you the highest paid guy." They gave him a couple of like basically cash advances, if you remember, you know, on his contract, and then they made him the highest paid guy. I don't understand what he's angry about. They've done everything. They've basically done everything that they said they were going to do. They made him insanely rich. Anyway.
Well, key words, insanely.
Well,
this
he
point.
Is insane.
Yeah, it's just madness.
The Colin Kaepernick situation now, again, we're talking about.
And Eric Reed.
We're talking about, you know, narratives. There are certain guys that have been Colin Kaepernick guys every single day of this whole thing, and so now they're declaring victory, and the guys that have been, well, Kaepernick's wrong,
right,
they're declaring victory, the league got.
It's such a polarized
topic.
Nobody
knows what the settlement is.
You can't sit in the middle of this whole thing, and then it just makes it so much worse because we know nothing about the settlement. I log in, read all the stories from every different angle, and I've got no numbers in front of me. I've got nothing of any kind of information on this story in front of me except for the fact of the headline, which is NFL reaches financial settlement
right
with Kaepernick and Reed. What the hell else is going on?
Right.
We don't know. So how did any camp declare victory?
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
They signed a confidentiality agreement because they didn't want the terms.
They could have gave him $10.
They didn't want the terms of this out. And the thing about it is people say, "Oh, well, why would the NFL settle if they were, you know, if they knew that they were in the right?" Well, here's why they would settle. Because this thing was getting ready to go into actual courtroom.
Right.
And When that happens,
too much liability at that point.
There's so many documents and there's so many depositions and all these things that would become public.
Yeah.
Sensitive things that were maybe, you know, when they deposed some of these NFL general managers and things of the such, stuff about the business, it became good business to try and reach a settlement. And in Kaepernick's case, do you know how hard it would have been for him to prove his case?
Oh, yeah.
Unless he had a general manager or some owner or some coach saying specifically, you know what, we've been told not to sign this guy, or we're not going to, you know, we don't want this guy in the league. Everybody's, you know, unless he had some sort of smoking gun like that, he was going to lose.
Yeah, and there's no smoking gun that's going to be willing to throw that much away.
No.
You know,
no.
To do such a thing.
To me, it made sense for both sides to settle, and that's okay. But this, and here's the thing. I can get away with saying this. You probably couldn't, but
probably
I could.
Not.
Okay, you know, like the this is what drives me crazy about things like the undefeated. Okay.
Okay.
It's, you know, obviously the undefeated is, you know, it's basically, you know, taking a look at color in sports,
right,
and this and that. And it's the problem is they box themselves into the corner that they can never, ever, ever be objective when it comes to one of these situations involving a racism, or involving what they have claimed as racism, or involving a black athlete.
So it turns into a Spike Lee movie.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, you know, that's the reality of the situation.
No, I know. You're
like,
right.
Some of these websites and some of these media outlets box themselves into a situation when they declare that, well, you know, we take a look at race and sports. Okay, but that's okay, and I think it's good, and I think there's a lot of good that comes out of that, but you have to be objective. And if you're not going to be objective, if all you're trying to do is basically rationalize even when it's the bad behavior of black athletes, then you lose credibility. And they're already out here writing about how all of you people that carried the water for the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, he won, and he won big. How do you know that?
Yeah, we don't know what he won. Exactly. I can't stand that. And it's tough to read. It's tough to find any objective angle on this story whatsoever. Like, I'll log into Yahoo Sports, and their story, it's a couple of just regular, bland, run-of-the-mill quotes.
Right.
You know, Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed did this, and you know, we did that, and that was it.
I'm telling you, you're
getting nothing out of this.
The Monday morning quarterback, you know, that on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
I just retweeted that article. It's the best article I've read by far, and the reason is because he basically says both sides. This is basically like a draw.
Yeah.
And they're here, and then writes, here's why both sides were motivated to get this done. That is called journalism.
Right.
And to me, you know, I just wish that we did a better job in this business sometimes of not being fanboys so much to the point that we lose sight of the fact that we are supposed to be objective and all that other stuff.
It's not how it works anymore. And I've been in a lot of press boxes where I can validate that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not calling anything out, but I'm just saying that's how it is nowadays. Fanboy is synonymous with journalism nowadays.
And you can see it too.
Whether that be sports, politics, what have you.
And you
take a side and you go with it.
You can see it in press boxes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You can read people's stuff and see who they're rooting for.
Absolutely.
And one thing I've always said, the one reason that a lot of people have said they like my show or they like is that I look at every situation and judge it on the merits of the situation.
And we appreciate that, Paul.
I'm just telling you. And I think more people should do that.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's why you bring me around here, right? I try to peel back every layer. That's what you should do.
You should
at the end of the day, you need to see what has substance.
Every single situation.
Yeah.
The way that you need to look at it and just say, okay, what is real and what is not real? And what is a fact and what is emotion? And I think that in this Colin Kaepernick situation, there's too many people who have staked, you know, have basically tied their fortunes of their narrative to one side or the other, and now they have to stay there.
And you can see why that happened. I get it. I get why that happened. It is the most polarizing topic in sports right now. It absolutely is. And I get it, and I understand why you would hitch yourself to a certain wagon when it comes to that, but at the end of the day, if you're not writing a column and you're actually writing a news story, you need to be objective. And it's hard to find the dichotomy nowadays with what is the objective story and what is just my narrative and how I feel about it. And I'm going to slap some quotes in there and then I'm going to say this is the news because I said so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to judge by where the byline's coming from, who's writing it, where it's being published out of. But nowadays you have to, I guess, right? Now you have to. Because when I read it from NPR's angle, and trust me, I donate to NPR. I listen to NPR all the time. But you read it from their angle, clearly it's Kaepernick's side. They're making it sound like he won. They're making it sound like Eric Reed won. But you read it from a different angle, the NFL won. I can't get a good objective down the middle what happened explanation of it. But it's tough to, because there's no facts have been put out there for this whole thing. So it's kind of just like another day, right?
Yeah.
It's just another day.
Well, anyway, I think, like I said, you know, people pick a side.
Uh-huh. And they stick to it.
You know.
And they go hard to the hoop with it. They try to draw that foul, Paul. They want that and one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to get we'll get your picks and all that other stuff. You know, the important stuff. We'll get to all that other stuff. Right now, this is obviously what people are talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.